What is going on? I have been promising you this all day long. I have one of my favorite people on the phone with me, writer, director, producer, author, playwright, David E. Talbert. How are you?
Oh, I'm amazing. I'm on cloud nine because this film is about to drop.
Excellent. I am so excited about this. I got a sneak peek with it. The folks were very generous to let me go onto their Netflix and watch Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey.
Wow.
Oh,
wow,
my gosh.
Wow.
Can I ask you, you have been trying to do something like this for how long?
20 years. I've been working on this script for 20 years.
Oh, my gosh. And now 20 years later, and you were doing plays.
Yeah, I mean, the plays were the foundation for everything for me. And it was the best school and the best chance to connect with an audience and, you know, figure out what really what my style was and everything. And it was beautiful. But I've been working on this because this is a piece of my childhood. This story is a piece of the films I watched growing up as
a
child.
Yes, yes. It's your first movie musical ever, and you already talked about being a playwright being your foundation. How does it compare to the other movies you've done?
It's everything that I've done in my past prepared me for this. So it is everything that I learned on steroids. and, you know, this is one of the biggest budgeted films, original films ever directed by a black person.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah, Netflix gave me all the support to bring this thing to life, and it is a spectacle.
First of all, the movie kind of weaves in and out of animation, which I actually love. Some real clever twists and turns in there, and the black girl magic added to it. Let me know a little bit about that creative process.
Well, it was just those movies I watched growing up, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Mary Poppins. They were all big wonder and whimsy and magical.
Yeah.
And that's what I grew up in watching. So I wanted to do that same thing with people that look like us.
Yes.
That look like my son.
Yes, absolutely. Who is now 7 years old, you told me off the air, and I can't believe it.
Yes, yes, yes. And so that was the spirit behind it. Just wanted to give something that represented, you know, people of color and how the world looks and how we look. So it's something for the culture and something for the world.
On the phone with writer, producer, director, playwright David E. Talbert with his brand new movie. It's called Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey. And David, we were talking about people that look like us in this movie, and you have quite a few heavy hitters. Felicia Rashad, also Detroit's own Keegan-Michael Key, Ricky Martin's voice. And Forrest Whitaker, and I got to tell you, you're talking about the whimsy. It just kind of reminds me of Ebenezer Scrooge meets The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wanted to create a character that would stand on the Mount Rushmore with those iconic characters. Mm-hmm. You know, you have an Ebenezer Scrooge and a Willy Wonka and a Mary Poppins. Well, now we got Jeronicus Jangle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
And Forrest, no better actor on the planet, no better dude than Forrest Whitaker. And he tore this thing up.
He really did. I encourage everybody to make sure that they see it. It's dropping today on Netflix. A movie about believing in yourself, even when everything seems lost. I absolutely love this movie. It's called Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey. My favorite scene is the snowball scene.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's all my wife's doing, who was a lead producer. So for a black woman, it's one of the biggest films that a black woman has been lead producer. She held it down. But that was her baby, that snowball scene.
Oh, my gosh. And so people are thinking, okay, what are they talking about? You got to go to Netflix and see it.
Yeah, and that music, the Bisa Kadi, the African rhythm.
Yes.
In that scene, that's authentic from a brother in Ghana who put that rhythm in the dancing that they do. It's just unreal.
It is. It is so good. And hats off to your wife. My other favorite character, Miss Johnston.
Oh wow! I love her. I love her. That's everybody's going to be everybody's favorite auntie. So. That's everybody knows that woman.
Well, it's called Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey. David, this is an instant Christmas classic in my book. I can't wait to show my grandkids this.
Wow, you got grandkids.
I got 4 granddaughters.
Ooh-wee.
David E. Talbert, it is such a pleasure talking to you. Tell everybody where we can follow your journey.
My pages are all David E. Talbert, and on Instagram and Facebook. But I'm just thankful to everyone for all your support and all the love you've shown me. You know, over the years of my career, I was trying to figure it out and get better. And this is just a celebration, not just of mine, mm-hmm. but a celebration of our community.
Yes.
And how magical and powerful and whimsical and wonderful and innovative we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Detroit loves you. You know I love you.
Well, you know you got that right back. And thank you for everything you've done to support me all the years. And we can't let it be so long in between next time.